Megan, thanks for joining me on the show.
Thanks so much for having us as always, Amber.
So the RGI Hub recently launched a digital community. Can you tell us what that is?
Yes, we have. So I suppose, as you know, we do have physical memberships here. We provide workspace for startups, entrepreneurs, right up to multinationals. But what we've launched, it's a new addition to our offering. It's a fully virtual membership offering where those who may be not geographically located near us or don't require office space can actually join our community.
That's fantastic. And I suppose, why did you decide that now was the time to launch this virtual hub?
We have just celebrated our fourth anniversary, and in which time we've hosted over 70 different member companies. We facilitated the creation of over 50 new products and services, and we have helped the creation of over 300 jobs in the Southwest. So we've seen, I suppose, the impact and the traction that RGI Hub has had on our immediate community here within the RGI Hub. But we're fully aware that, you know, we can bring that impact and bring it both nationwide and international. We have built out quite a wide ecosystem here, not only in Ireland, but we are getting, I suppose, international traction with our European projects as well. And we just felt that the need is there. As a founder, it can be quite a lonely place when you're a startup founder. Community is incredibly important. Having that network of like-minded individuals who can support you through any of those kind of challenges that you face when you're starting your own business can be so beneficial. And it was something that we had the technical capability to do, as well as the network and the will to do, I suppose. You know, everything that we do is about supporting business, supporting founders. So this was just a natural next step in the progression of RGI Hub.
It's really interesting and it sounds like a great idea. If someone's listening and they're wondering who this digital community or this virtual hub is aimed at, is it open to anyone that wants to join?
It is, absolutely. It's open to anyone that would like to join. I suppose it's particularly beneficial, as I said, to early stage founders, solo entrepreneurs. It gives you that ready-made community of supportive people. But the platform itself does provide a wide variety of, you know, services and resources. So anyone that is kind of looking to expand their network, they may be an employee, they may be a business owner, it would be beneficial for everyone, right the way from a founder to the CEO of a multinational company.
And Megan, you touched on this a moment ago, like we do live in a virtual world now, I suppose, and a lot of people do their work online and they can do it remotely and that's fantastic. But it's still important for those people to feel connected, as you said, and to have a community of people who are in a similar situation to themselves and that they can connect with, we'll say, if they're going through maybe, you know, a challenge or if they're going through even a success that they want to share that with someone. So it's important that people have that connection and this hub does provide that.
It does. It does provide that. And the platform that we've built out really is incredible. It's an incredible resource for people. And it does all of those things that you just mentioned. On the platform itself, we have over 110 people already using the platform, which we're delighted about. We only launched about 2 weeks ago, so we've gotten incredible traction. But new members can network with all of the other members, all of those 110 members that are already using the platform. They can connect with those people. They can network with them. They can reach out to them. We also have a discussions area where they can discuss various things that they're working on, various challenges that they're facing. There's an area where they can advertise, I suppose, their own successes or their own business promotions. We do have an event section up there as well. So there would be access to a lot of the RGI Hub events through this portal. And one of the most important aspects of the platform is the mentorship. So along with the virtual membership that we are offering, you do have access to the RGI Hub panel of mentors. We have some incredible, incredible mentors up there, the likes of Jamie Heaslip from Stripe, Rose O'Sullivan from Fexco, John Gannon from Gannon Consulting. They're all available to our virtual members to connect with and to arrange one-to-one mentoring sessions, which can be really, really valuable to both business owners and employees alike. You can also connect with the RGI Hub team. We have a wealth of knowledge and experience between us. We're a team of 9 that are here purely to support our members so we can help guide people as well through any challenges they're facing or connect them in with people in the ecosystem, connect them in with mentors. So it is, it's a broad offering, but I suppose we're making it available at a very accessible price point as well. So the subscription service, it's €35 a month or €350 a year. And I suppose we've kept it at that price point because we want to bring the RDI Hub to as many people that need that support as possible.
That's great. And just to touch on the mentorship that you mentioned there, for startups and for founders, it's hugely beneficial because obviously they're getting to hear from people who have been through it maybe before and know what they're talking about and just sharing experiences. But really for, you know, business people of all stages of their career, mentorship is hugely important, isn't it? And having access to those people that you mentioned is really invaluable to the people who are part of this community.
Hugely important. We note here how important it is here in the RDI Hub. You can connect in with people who have gone through the same challenges as you, connect with people who will give you fresh ideas that you may not see yourself. It gives you that opportunity, I suppose, to take yourself out of the business and be more on your business than in your business. You can get quite bogged down in the day-to-day operations of running a business. So I find that mentorship really allows you that time, that space, that focus to, I suppose, future plan for both your business and for your own personal career development as well.
It certainly does. And Megan, you mentioned it was 110 members, I think you said you had at the moment, and you've only just launched as well. So it's great to see that there is such an interest there. How have those members been finding the platform so far?
They've been really, really enjoying it. We're delighted. Everyone has been really engaging with the platform. You know, there's discussions going on in the platform, polls, they're posting their own events, they're posting their own promotions. I think the Library of Resources as well has been very beneficial for people. You know, we've things up there that will signpost you to various funding options that are available in the country. You know, the various initiatives that we're working on that could, I suppose, fill pipeline for people, such as the Innovation Exchange, which we run for the Southwest. So there's a lot of, I suppose, points of reference and information up there that are incredibly valuable. I think the members are really enjoying it. I think it's only going to get better and better the more members we see that come on board. It's very exciting. I suppose for myself, I've worked quite closely on the project. I did know that this was going to be an incredibly valuable platform. I did know that it was going to be very popular, but the traction we've had in just 2 weeks since we've launched has kind of blown me away a little bit in the best possible way. So we're all delighted with it. We really are.
I can imagine. It's great to see, because I know a lot of hard work would have gone in behind the scenes to get this up and running and to get it to the level that you wanted it at before you launched. So to see that there is such a great interest so early on, that's great for you. And I can imagine you are absolutely thrilled.
Thrilled. We really are. I suppose I would have done a lot of maybe the groundwork in looking at the various options that we could use in terms of platforms. My colleague then, Kerry McConnell, who looks after our PR and our marketing and does a lot of our content creation here for RDI Hub, has put in a wealth of time and effort into, you know, getting our library up and running. So it has. It's been quite a lot of work, but it's all worth it when you see the traction that we've had in the last 2 weeks. So really, it's been a very satisfying couple of weeks to see how it's taken off.
I can imagine. That's great to see, and huge congratulations to everyone that was involved in it. Taking part, or being a member, should I say, of the digital community, does that give you access then to the facilities in the actual RDI Hub itself, in the physical building in Killorglin?
So not in the physical building in Killorglin. I suppose the benefits of being a virtual member would be, you know, the networking opportunity, obviously, that it brings online. You have your access to your mentors. You have that platform then to showcase your business, your expertise. You've access to the Library of Resources. But we do offer discounts to our virtual members for meeting room bookings, for event bookings, for our podcast studio bookings. We run a variety of training programs and things throughout the year as well, and discounts will be extended to our virtual members for all of those events and bookings. So while you don't have access to the physical space, if you wanted to come in and you wanted a hot desk or use a meeting room, you will automatically get discounts for being a virtual member.
That's great to hear. As we said, it's really successful, and that the people that are members at the moment are really getting the benefits of it. So I can imagine if there's someone listening, you'd encourage them, if they were interested, to get in contact with you at the very least anyway, but just to look into it a bit more and to consider becoming a member, because it does sound that there are many, many benefits.
For sure. And I'm always delighted for people to reach out to me directly. I'm quite responsive on LinkedIn. My name is Megan Daly Tyrrell. You will find me associated with the RDI Hub LinkedIn. But also if people just wanted to check out our website, rdihub.com, we have all of the information about the new digital community up and available on the website. There is a kind of a how-to video as well, which will show you what the platform looks like, show you what the platform is capable of too. So that should answer a lot of questions for anyone that might have them.
And Megan, in terms of the digital community, are there any events, we'll say, planned coming up for the next few weeks or months?
There is, yeah. So with the events that we have up there at the moment, we are running a Generative AI Masterclass series throughout this year. We have struck a deal with Microsoft, which we're really, really happy about. So that will be coming up at the end of the month. We're running monthly masterclasses all around generative AI and I suppose ways that you can use it to ease your workflows and benefit your business. The next one we have coming up will be the end of April, and that is all around the EU AI Act that is coming in. So I suppose it will go through, that's a 2-hour workshop that will go through the implications of this EU AI Act on your business and strategies then for compliance with it. We have a number of other events then that are coming up. We plan to hold a town hall meeting. It'll be our first ever RDI Hub town hall meeting hosted by our CEO, Liam Cronin. That will be in June. A number of smaller events coming up then as well. We host growth sessions, online growth sessions for our members, which is kind of like an asks and offers session. So they're weekly. As a virtual member, you have access to those as well. So you can jump on, tell us what you're working on at the moment, but I suppose especially tell us any ways that you might need support. And the community is there on those calls to offer you support or offer you advice. We have our members' mixers that come up, our lunch and learns with our entrepreneur in residence. We have a Sex School speaker series that is hosted every month. We're, I suppose, focusing in on ICP, Ideal Customer Profile Development, this week for that event. So there's a whole pile of events that are coming up over the next month or two, Amber. And I definitely encourage anyone who is interested just to log on, have a look at the events, follow us on LinkedIn. You'll get all the information. Our website is rdihub.com. And if they go to the memberships tab on rdihub.com, we have all of the information about the new virtual hub, as well as our in-person memberships. We are still onboarding in-person memberships as well. So for anybody that is looking for an innovative, inspiring space to work from and, you know, a really supportive community to join, we'd be delighted to discuss any kind of in-person memberships that people might be interested in as well.
That's great to hear. You mentioned at the start that this digital community was launched on the 4th anniversary of the opening of the RDI Hub in Killorglin. It's been a very busy but a very successful few years for you, Megan, hasn't it?
It has. It's been incredibly busy. As I mentioned, you know, at this stage, we're 4 years down the line. We would have opened in March 2020, which, as you can imagine, wasn't the best time to open. We promptly closed again a couple of weeks later. So really, we've been able to operate the business to its full potential for about the last 2 years. But, you know, in the last 4 years, we've had over 70 companies that have called RDI Hub home. They have created nearly 300 local jobs. That's our big driver, you know, is that job creation piece in the Southwest region. So having 300 jobs attributed to our member companies has been incredible. We've run numerous events. We've had over 6,500 people at our events to date. And now I suppose we're branching out into Europe. As I mentioned, we've recently won our first European event, which has given us a European platform then to collaborate with other partners across Europe on various other projects. So in a short space of time, we've gained incredible traction. You know, as a Kerry woman, it's something I'm particularly proud to be involved with. You know, I have a son who's in secondary school at the moment, and the idea that there is something like this that is gaining so much traction that could provide him with, you know, not only inspiration, but kind of job opportunities and things in the future is great. And as I say, it's something I'm really, really proud to be involved in. And it's an incredible resource for the County of Kerry.
It certainly is. We're very lucky to have it. And you touched on some of the main points there, but it's actually really inspiring and it's fantastic to see. And it's amazing to think that it's happening all from Kerry as well. It's fantastic. So congratulations to you all there and continued success. I know you've lots planned for the future. So no doubt we'll be hearing about lots of new and exciting and innovative events and things that you're hosting over the next few weeks.
Thank you so much, Amber. Always appreciate it. Radio Kerry have been such fantastic supporters. So I really appreciate you having me on.